Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. National Investigation Agency arrests 4 more prime accused involved in the Delhi Red Fort area terror incident. NDA leader Nitish Kumar takes oath as Bihar Chief Minister for the 10th time. 27 ministers also sworn in. Supreme Court says it cannot set timelines for president or governors to decide on assent to bills. Enforcement Directorate files charge sheet against businessman Robert Vadra in a money laundering case linked to UK-based arms consultant Sanjay Bhandari. 56th International Film Festival of India begins with a grand parade in Panaji, Goa. In the World Boxing Cup final, Indian boxers deliver a historic gold haul. Women win 6 and men 3 gold medals. And in badminton, Ayush Shetty and Lakshya Sen set up an all-Indian quarterfinal clash in Australian Open. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested 4 more prime accused involved in the Delhi Red Fort area terror incident. The NIA said in a statement that the 4 accused were taken into custody by the agency from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir on production orders from a Delhi court. NIA has identified the accused as Dr. Muzammil Shakil Ghanai, Dr. Adil Ahmed Rather, and Mufti Irfan Ahmed Gwage of Jammu and Kashmir and Dr. Shaheen Saeed of Uttar Pradesh. The total number of arrests in the case has now risen to 6. NDA leader Nitish Kumar took oath as the Chief Minister of Bihar today for the 10th time. Governor Arif Mohammad Khan administered him the oath of office in secrecy at a swearing-in ceremony at the historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna.
Nitish Kumar. सत्य निष्ठा से
प्रतिज्ञान करता हूँ कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित
भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा। मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता अक्षुण रखूंगा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers also took oath in the new Bihar government. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated Nitish Kumar for taking oath as the CM for the 10th time. He also congratulated Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha on assuming office as Deputy Chief Ministers. The Supreme Court today held that the court cannot impose any timelines for decisions of the President and the Governor on granting assent to bills under the Constitution. The Apex Court pronounced its opinion advisory on whether it can impose timelines on the President and state governors for acting on bills passed by state legislatures. A constitutional bench led by Chief Justice B.R. Gawai issued its opinion while answering 13 questions referred to it by the President, Draupadi Murmu, under Article 143 of the Constitution, pertinently whether timelines can be fixed for the Governor and the President to grant assent to state bills. The Supreme Court refused to accept the preliminary objections raised by opposition-ruled states like Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Kerala to maintainability of presidential reference, saying the issues raised in it pertain to the very core and foundational modalities of the constitutional machinery. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a charge sheet against businessman Robert Vadra in a money laundering case linked to UK-based arms consultant Sanjay Bhandari. The prosecution complaint has been filed before a Special Prevention of Money Laundering Act PMLA court. This is the second money laundering charge sheet against Mr. Vadra. In July this year, he was charge-sheeted by the ED in a money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in a land deal in Haryana's Shikopur. A special task force of the Enforcement Directorate has attached multiple buildings in Dhirubhai Ambani Knowledge City and Millennium Business Park in Navi Mumbai, Pune, Chennai and Bhubaneswar, worth around 1,400 crore rupees. In a statement, the agency said the attachments have been made in connection with bank fraud cases of Reliance Anil Ambani Group under Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002. With this, the total attachment in the cases now stands at 8,997 crore rupees so far. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are with us on the news at 9. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, began in Panaji, Goa, with unparalleled grandeur as the opening parade transformed the city's streets into a riot of colours and lights. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, flagged off the majestic spectacle in the presence of Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, Governor Ashok Gajapati Raju, and IMB Secretary Sanjay Jaju. Prominent film personalities like Muzaffar Ali, festival director Shekhar Kapoor, actors Anupam Kher and N. Balakrishna, filmmaker Om Prakash Mehra, among others, graced the stage. Our correspondent tells us more about today's ceremony.
The parade was a breathtaking spectacle that wove together the rich cultural heritage and cinematic legacy of India. Larger-than-life cutouts of legendary actors and filmmakers and props towered above the crowds, highlighting India's iconic films and legendary actors. The air was alive with the rhythm of music and pulsating drumbeats. Renowned actors, filmmakers and industry professionals who attended the opening of the Grand Parade added glitz to the already dazzling atmosphere. Actor N. Balakrishna was felicitated for his contribution to Indian cinema through 50 glorious years. The parade concluded with a grand finale at the Kala Academy, leaving the audience spellbound. The opening parade of IFFI 2025 was a fitting prelude to a week-long celebration that promises to be a cinematic spectacle like no other. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Saira Mujtaba, Akashvani News, Goa.
Dr. L. Murugan also inaugurated the Waves Film Bazaar 2025 at the 56th IFFI at Panaji today. Addressing the event, Dr. Murugan said the Waves Film Bazaar will serve as a bridge between the creators and the world. He called it a platform for young minds and new creators, presenting Indian content and storytelling to the world.
From today and up to 28, the International Film Festival, various masterclasses, felicitations and award ceremonies, the screenings, film bazaar and various activities going to take place. We will take this opportunity to grow our cinema industry to further height.
Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju termed the Waves Film Bazaar the world's first e-marketplace for filmmakers.
IFFI this year has many firsts. We have the largest collection of films coming in from close to 80 countries. We have films which are being premiered for the first time internationally. There are global premieres, there are national premieres, there are films which have made way into the competition section. We have the largest number of entries, close to 3,000 entries, and from which there are few films which are part of the competition section. We also have the AI film hackathon, and on the other side of the road, we have the largest film bazaar called as the Waves Film Bazaar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to South Africa tomorrow to attend G20 summit in Johannesburg. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela, informed that on the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi will also attend the India-Brazil-South Africa-IBSA leaders' meeting.
This is the first G20 summit that will be happening on African soil. In that context, we'll bring the spotlight on the development issues of Africa as also of the Global South. It may also be recalled that it was during India's G20 presidency in 2023 that the African Union was inducted into G20 as permanent member. The summit will be important for India to ensure continuity of its priorities in the G20 after having hosted a very successful presidency in 2023. On the margins of G20 summit, PM will be participating in the IBSA, India, Brazil, South Africa leaders meeting, as well as holding bilateral meeting with several leaders who will be present in Johannesburg.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said there has been a remarkable expansion across all pillars of India-Australia ties, including trade, defence, security and technology. Speaking at the 16th Foreign Minister's Framework Dialogue in New Delhi with Australian counterpart Penny Wong, the External Affairs Minister expressed confidence that the ongoing negotiations on the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement would be concluded soon. He highlighted that trade numbers today speak for themselves, and those numbers are looking increasingly good.
We have seen a remarkable expansion across all pillars of cooperation, including trade and investment, defense and security, education and skills, research and innovation, science, technology, space, energy, and so on. But most of all, in our vibrant people-to-people links. Our growing partnership owes much to the guidance and vision of our prime ministers. Our trade and investment linkages have also grown steadily, and the ongoing negotiations on the Comprehensive Economic Cooperation Agreement, I'm confident, would be concluded fairly soon. Trade numbers today speak for themselves, and those numbers are looking increasingly good.
Dr. Jaishankar also met Industry and Commerce Minister of Afghanistan, Alhaj Nuruddin Azizi, in New Delhi today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today invited Israeli companies and startups to co-develop, co-design and co-produce in India. Addressing the India-Israel Business Summit in Tel Aviv, Israel, the minister expressed confidence that the speed, scale, skill and talent of India can provide huge opportunities to both sides. Mr. Goyal said he highlighted the complementarities between India's industrial ecosystem and Israel's innovation ecosystem. In the World Boxing Cup final, Indian boxers Nikhat Zareen, Arundhati Chaudhary, Preeti Pawar, Meenakshi Huda, Parveen Huda, Jasmine Lamboria and Nupur Shevran delivered a golden sweep in Greater Noida, Uttar Pradesh today, marking a historic achievement for the country. Indian men boxers Hitesh Gulia and Sachin Sivach also clinched the yellow medal after winning final bouts in their respective categories. However, Ankush Pangal, Abhinash Jamwal, Pavan Barthwal and Jadumani Singh settled for the silver after losing in the final. In badminton, Ayush Shetty and Lakshya Sen have set up an all-Indian quarterfinal clash with their pre-quarterfinal wins today. Ayush defeated fourth-seeded Kodai Naraoka of Japan, while India's number one Sen beat Taipei's Chi Yu Chen. On the other hand, H.S. Pranoy and Kidambi Srikanth made an early exit from the tournament. In men's doubles, top-seeded Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty too made it to the last eight. They defeated Chinese Taipei Su Ching Hung and Wu Quan Shun. The India Meteorological Department has predicted cold wave conditions over parts of West Madhya Pradesh for the next 2 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Andaman and Nicobar Islands tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is also forecast over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. The air quality index, AQI, was recorded at 386 as of 8 p.m. today. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended at their 52-week high levels, led by index heavyweights, a report.
The Sensex surged 446 points to close at 85,633, while the Nifty advanced 140 points to settle at 26,192. Meanwhile, the broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange displayed a contrasting picture. The mid-cap index dipped over 0.1%, while the small-cap index declined around 0.2%. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 12 paise to close at 88 rupees and 70 paise against the US dollar. Rajesh Lake for Akashvani News.
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. National Investigation Agency arrests four more prime accused involved in the Delhi Red Fort area terror incident. NDA leader Nitish Kumar takes oath as Bihar Chief Minister for the 10th time. 27 ministers also sworn in. Supreme Court says it cannot set timelines for president or governors to decide on assent to bills. Enforcement Directorate files charge sheet against businessman Robert Vadra in a money laundering case linked to UK-based arms consultant Sanjay Bhandari. 56th International Film Festival of India begins with a grand parade in Panaji, Goa. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.